Very good morning to you. Now, this interview this morning, I think, is a very essential one. We know that Eskom owes half a trillion, right, in debt. We know that it's not giving us the type of power that we need. We know that it affects the economy. So everybody's talking about going solar. Everybody's talking about going solar. And that is exactly what we're going to be chatting about this morning. Why should you, as a business, for example, decide to go solar PV? And I've invited the Director of Energy at the Western Cape Government Department of Economic Development and Tourism, AJ Trickham, to join you this morning. AJ, what a pleasure having you on the show this morning.
Thank you, Kino. Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, man. So, and this might seem like a very obvious question, right? But I think it needs to be answered. Why should a business consider installing solar PV from your perspective?
Well, just listening to the weather outlook earlier, we get lots of sunshine, and businesses can use this to generate their own electricity. Our solar radiation is much better than what you would find in Europe. But there are four main reasons. So the first one is, you've just said it, electricity prices are going to be dramatically increasing given Eskom's current position. We're going to see further increases over the over the next couple of years. We've seen some over the last few years. The second part of that is the solar technology has significantly decreased in terms of cost.
Yeah.
So, and this is largely due to the scale of implementation worldwide.
Yep.
What that means is that some solar systems are cash positive from day one. Really, that means that electricity savings are greater than what the total system payments might look like. The third, I think, quite critical area is that reducing your carbon footprint is important. So really, this helps in the long run when we're going to be seeing carbon tax coming in 2022. Mm. And then the last one is really reducing your dependency on Eskom or municipality and building some of your own business resilience, which is key in this day and age.
Now, I'm going to combine two questions in one here. Can any business introduce solar PV? And then there's the other issue of cost. Some people going, you know, it is almost prohibitively expensive. I am a smaller business.
No problem. Any business can install solar PV. You just have to make sure you have a large enough roof space or you can have carports. It is a little bit pricier if you've got to replace asbestos on your rooftop or you've got to reinforce your roof. But you're going to have to replace asbestos at some stage because of health safety issues. And on the cost element, there's two subsidies that are currently available, government subsidies that are currently available. The first one is an income tax incentive called Income Tax 12B. This will allow you to really write off the full capital cost of your installation in a year, around about 28% saving off the total cost of the system. And then the second one is, where municipalities allow it, is that you could get compensation from a feed-in tariff. And this offers you some rebates on your on your entire system. And then lastly, there are banking and various other financial mechanisms that you could use.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you don't have the cash to invest, you could always, because if you work out, and some businesses can save up, I think, to 75% over a, was it more than 2-decade period? But at the end of the day, it speaks to the bottom line of your business. And if you think about it from an investment perspective, and if you look at the numbers in your business, it actually makes sense to do it that way. But now,
I think most commercial banks offer tailor-made finance around this, and you said 75%. It's actually between 70% to 100% of capital cost. And you're looking at about a 5 to 10 year loan period over which you could take that off. So not even 2 decades. It's under a decade. Mm. As I said, those solar technology costs have dramatically fallen.
So now, what happens, AJ, if a business now wants to do it? What's the best process to follow?
There's two important steps. The first one is obviously to get at least 3 quotations from credible installers. And then the second part of that step is really to make sure that those installers understand that what the needs are, or confirmation with municipality guidelines and processes.
Yeah.
There's a registration process that you have to follow, and this will enable two things. The first one is that you have a safe and legal installation.
Yeah.
This ensures your quality of supply is maintained. And then the second one is that you then would be able to qualify for feed-in tariffs where municipalities actually offer that.
Well, there we go.
At the moment, Eskom doesn't offer this, so it's only restricted to those municipalities that do offer it.
Okay, but I think those municipalities will be growing as well. And I think, what's the website? I think switchandsave.co.za, isn't it?
It is switchandsave.co.za. You could also go to the alternative one, which is 110%
green. 110%
green.
Well, there's your trigger. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Director of Energy at the Western Cape Government Department of Economic Development and Tourism. And that interview was brought to you by the Western Cape Government. Better together.